Good morning.
What can you tell me about what happened after you lost your husband in 2009? How did the community support you?
That's one of the reasons why I guess this all got going. When I heard about the tragedy of the five people that just recently lost their lives, which I want to express my sympathy to, this McBride community enveloped us in compassion. So I lived in Alberta at the time, and when we were coming up to see the body and my in-laws were getting taken care of, it was just a sense of family. They took care of our expenses at a hotel. They made sure we were fed. They, even the coroner in the middle of the night there, she said, if you know, need to see your husband's body at 2 a.m, you give me a call. It was just this feeling that they cared. And then as time went on, I learned that they do care.
Right.
Like, this community is just amazing in so many ways.
And you, obviously, you moved there. Is the support you received part of the reason you did that?
I did. I got linked to the community. I stayed in touch with them and got to be friends with many of the people that helped us out during that time. And I just started traveling up here and visiting. And an opportunity came about where I had a business pop my way, and I decided to make a change of life and come here. It's been one of the best decisions, as I feel like there's almost more support, even though there's less people. We have time for those personal connections, and being a single mom, you need that.
There's just under 600 people there. So quite
small. So, you have a personal connection every 10 minutes you walk down the street.
What were the things that helped you the most in the aftermath of losing your husband?
Well, that's a tough one, because you kind of go into survival mode, and a lot of people will say, they'll say those trite responses like, well, you're so strong, and I don't know if I could do it, but you just do it. Shock kicks in, and you just kind of go into operation mode of, for me, I had a 2-year-old, and I had people around me that I felt like I needed to hold up to. My advice to people supporting the grieving is to just step in and do it. So go into the house, do a load of laundry. Don't ask what needs to be done, because those people grieving, they're not going to know. They're
right.
Just so overwhelmed at this point. Take a child if they have young children so they can have a moment to themselves. Drop off food, but also be cognizant of the fact that they might have 50 dinners dropped off. Maybe they don't need that. So kind of look for the areas that you can support and be present, I guess. Without saying too much, because it's just such a quiet time to grieve.
When you've heard obviously what happened here on Friday, did it bring back memories of sorts for you?
I was just talking to a friend about that, because it brought back memories in a different way. It brought back that feeling that I knew what they're going through, these families. Like, it brought me back to that night where we knew they were missing, and we knew something happened. And taking me through that time when we figured out that they'd actually passed. And so I had this, like, this compassion towards these people I don't know now. And almost, like, I was galvanized to feel like I need to step up at this point. Like, so many people stepped up for me. Like, this was my time to try and do something and give recognition to the community that has done so much for me, I guess.
Everybody is talking about it. Absolutely everybody is, like, you go on the street, people are talking about it. You go inside, everyone's talking about it. But it's quite different for someone who, if you're at the right kind of the center of the storm, no?
Yeah, and when I was going through it, it's like this weird element of, like, celebrityness that you don't want to be a part of. Like, suddenly everyone knows you. And I showed up in the town, and we'd already, our story had gone national, so everyone kind of knew what I looked like. And then we showed up here to view the body, and it was, people were talking, and kind of like you heard the whispers of, oh, that's her. And so I posted on our Facebook discussion board last night, kind of just, I wanted people to recognize that, like, protect the grieving. And especially with the media too, like, realize these people, it's a big thing, it's happening to them, and they're the center of it. So kind of make sure that you are able to sympathize with that and not make it more a spotlight than they need at this point.
That makes sense. What about people who aren't in McBride? Say, if someone was outside the region, is there anything that they could do to help people that are grieving, do you think?
I had mentioned this in my post last night and talked about it with others, is that I still have letters from strangers
that really
touched my, like, they, I'll pull them out and read them again. And some of them were from people that helped in the rescue. Some of them were from people that I know now that had gone and got my husband's body and brought it out. And they kind of helped me connect the story of what happened. Like, for me, I just knew that death on the mountain, avalanche, and then we came, saw the body, and that was it. But if it wasn't for this community and kind of like the pilot letting me know what happened, search and rescue, the coroner giving me like these special reports and letting me know if I wanted to get walked through exactly what happened, or the autopsy report or anything, it just helped put the pieces together for me in a way that made the story complete and really kind of finalized, or helped with the closure process, I guess, for me.
We've been talking on our show recently about the volunteers who do search and rescue in these incidents, and I know you believe they should get more support. Is it correct?
Well, I mean, these people, to put it blunt, volunteer their time to find dead bodies a lot of the time. Like, it's a pretty selfless job. They don't get a lot of the recognition, I think, about doing this. They're out, they're probably out, all, like, for the whole weekend, finalizing this, like, recovery, getting people to the hospital or the bodies to the hospital, and nobody really recognizes that. So I'm not really sure what the funding process is, or what, like, I don't know the financial portion, but I know these people are volunteers, a lot of them, and they just do this for their own time.
Right.
And so the ability to recognize them on whatever level they need, I guess, for support, whether it's financial or anything else that we can kind of give them to make their volunteer jobs a little bit easier.
And I know you're interested in, I guess, starting a fund to help the people who responded to this tragedy. What are you hoping to see happen, do you think?
Well, I kind of just took this on a simple level too and put it out to my little Facebook group and said, you know, we all want to help, so what can we do? I said, this is what helped me. We didn't have to worry about food. We didn't have to worry about accommodations or any of the fees. Said, drop off some money at, you know, one of the two restaurants with the instructions that anyone involved in this, maybe it's emergency responders or the families coming in, put that money on their tab. Drop a pizza off at the RCMP station. Send some goodies over to the hospital and, like, the ambulance crews that have been working hard too. So kind of supporting the people that are doing the work in the community, but also just lessening the load of the families that might be traveling up here so they don't have to worry about those little items. Finally, I just want to, again, express my sympathy for what they're going through.
Lori, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you very much.